and pretty, and she likes my boots with these blue jeans, and she likes popping buttons on my first man, and she likes my cowboy hat, but she loves me for my twang. Reminds her of a little hang.
Nine minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Oh, yeah.
told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Welcome in on a beautiful Tuesday for baseball here in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks set to open a six-game series here tonight. The Rough Riders going to be clad in their all-gray uniforms on the road. For Corpus Christi, it's the white pants with the baby blue tops. Game 22 of the season. The Rough Riders come in at 12-9 on the year. Corpus Christi 7-14 and riding a two-game winning streak entering this series. The Rough Riders did take 5 of 6 games back in Frisco from this Hooks group. Let's look at today's matchup, but before we do, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Luke Maley, and here in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. So for the Rough Riders today, being the road team, we'll start with them. Ryan Garcia gets his fourth start of the season. Ryan is 0-2 with an 8.76 ERA over the course of his first three outings. That's 12 and a third innings pitch, 14 hits, 12 earned runs, just one homer on the year with both 10 strikeouts and 10 walks. He did pitch against Corpus Christi back in the home opener for the Rough Riders on the 9th of April. He went three innings, gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs while walking 3 and striking out 4. And on the other side, it's Aaron Brown, an arm that has also faced the Rough Riders this year. So for Corpus Christi, they turn to the right-hander in Aaron Brown, who's 1-0 with a 3.24 ERA. And he has been very, very good over his past few outings. Comes into today riding a 9 1/3 inning scoreless streak after giving up 6 earned runs in his first 8 1/3 to open his season. That last run that he allowed came against the Rough Riders back on April 11th. But as a whole, that 3.24 ERA and 1-0 record, it is today marks the second start, I should say, for Aaron Brown, his fifth outing for the Hooks. He's given up 12 hits, 6 earned runs, 2 homers, 27 strikeouts to just 5 walks over his 16 2/3 innings for Corpus Christi this year. So it's Aaron Brown for the Hooks facing off against Ryan Garcia for the Frisco Rough Riders here from Whataburger Field in beautiful Corpus Christi, Texas. We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show, and when we come back, you'll hear from Rough Riders reliever Tyler Owens.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball's still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders pitcher Tyler Owens. And Tyler, thanks for taking the time. Let's just start with a general question. Talk to me a little bit about your career and getting here. Obviously, you were drafted not by the Rangers, but by the Braves. Talk to me a little bit about that trade coming over and what that looked like.
No, when I got that phone call that morning, that was probably the most shocking news I have ever gotten in my life. I was shaken. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was thought that it was possible, and then when I got that phone call, I was like, oh, all right, here we go.
So when you go back to kind of look at things, hearing your name called by the Atlanta Braves, what was that moment like for you? Was that something that you had known going up to that moment, like, this is going to happen, or was it a question mark, or did you feel like you went too late, or what was that day like for you when you officially broke into professional baseball?
Now, the day I got drafted, I was honestly not expecting it at all. I was fully committed to going to Florida, and the moment the Braves called me and they offered what they did, it was a no-brainer because that was my home team. Like, I always grew up watching the Braves, and it was a no-brainer.
For sure. Well, let's take a step back. You mentioned you were fully committed to going to Florida. You mentioned that, Florida was the plan, but before Florida, it was Florida State. Talk to me a little bit about that. Played your high school baseball in Florida, grew up in Florida. So talk to me a little bit about, that rivalry there. Did you have a side beforehand and it flip, or never really had an allegiance to either?
No, like, I grew up being a Gators fan too, but when I was sophomore, when I committed to FSU, that was about the only team that was really pulling the trigger on it. They gave me a good deal. I loved the coaching staff. And then as soon as Mike Martin Sr. announced his retirement, that was the only reason I wanted to go there, so I decommitted, and then as soon as I decommitted, Florida offered, and so that was that.
Love it. Well, as a team and as a staff, you guys are off to a pretty good start this year. What have you seen out of this group, specifically the guys in the bullpen that you spend the most time with? What have you seen out of them early in this year?
They're great dudes here. Like, I love being around them. This bullpen has a lot of good energy, and these dudes, they're here to play.
No doubt. Well, let's take a step back from the baseball side and talk about Tyler Owens, the person here on the Riders Baseball Network. And Tyler, you've got the look going on. You got the big beard, you got the long hair, you got the tattoos. Is that like an intimidation tactic? Or talk to me a little bit about the hair, the beard, the tattoos, and the whole look that you put off.
I'm going to be honest, it's no intimidation tactic. It's kind of just letting it eat. Like, last year, started growing the hair out. The longest it's been now, like, I haven't cut it in, I think, 2 years, and then the beard in spring training was way longer. Right before the season is when I cut it a lot, but now just kind of one of those things, just let eat.
So no superstition involved, like, as long as I'm pitching well, the beard keeps growing? Or,
well, I have never been clean shaven in pro ball, so I don't think I ever will be.
That's fair. Well, that's Tyler Owens here on the Rough Riders pregame show. When we come back on the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 twisted tea, Truly and drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back at Whataburger Field, Rough Riders and Hooks just a few minutes away from getting going. Let's go ahead and meet the starting lineups for both teams. First, for the visitors on the scoreboard, it's the Frisco Rough Riders, who come in at 12-9, have a sour taste in their mouth after losing the series finale against Amarillo back in Frisco a couple of days ago on Sunday. Took an extra innings loss, a 6-5 loss for the Rough Riders, looking to right the ship and improve on that 12-9 record as they sit second in the Texas League South, just one game back atop that division against the Midland Rockhounds, who have that one-game advantage. So the Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardozo, will line up as follows. Kellen Strom will lead off. He's the center fielder. Liam Hicks back second. He's the catcher today. The left fielder, Aaron Zavala, bats third. Abimelech Ortiz is back at the one bag. He's the cleanup man. Cody Freeman at the hot corner at third base will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the designated hitter today, Josh Hatcher. Maximo Acosta is back at shortstop. He bats seventh. Brainerd Chavez will bat eighth. He's the second baseman. And rounding out the Riders lineup is a new name. It's the right fielder, Daniel Mateo, who was just activated on the Rough Riders roster. And then you turn things over and look at the Corpus Christi Hooks. It is Jeremy Orocho who leads things off He's the second baseman. The shortstop, Tommy Sacco Jr., bats in that second spot. Batting third is the Astros' number one prospect, the center fielder, Jacob Melton. The cleanup man today for the Hooks, first baseman Jordan Brewer. Batting fifth for Corpus Christi, the right fielder, Kennedy Corona. The left fielder, Zach Daniels, will bat sixth, and batting seventh is the designated hitter, Quincy Hamilton. C.J. Stubbs does the work behind the dish. He's the catcher. He bats eighth. And Chad Stevens rounds out this lineup. He will play third base for the Hooks. This Hooks team managed by Joe Thon. And that's the first time you can say that this season, as manager Joe Thon missed the first couple of weeks of the season on paternity leave. Gave birth, him and his wife, to a young and healthy little boy. So exciting times. Let's run back through the lineups for both teams. First for the Rough Riders, they line up as Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Ortiz, Freeman, Hatcher, Acosta, Chavez, Mateo. And then for the home team on the scoreboard, Corpus Christi, they go with Orocho, Sacco Jr., Melton, Brewer, Corona, Daniels, Hamilton, Stubbs, and Stevens. Again, the pitching matchup today, Ryan Garcia for the Frisco Rough Riders and Aaron Brown for the Corpus Christi Hooks. It's a matchup that we saw in homestand number one back in Frisco. Rough Riders took 5 of 6 in that series. And Aaron Brown and Ryan Garcia both made appearances on the bump for Aaron Brown. That was the last time he gave up a run. He's put together a pair of scoreless outings since. That last time that he gave up a run was on April 11th in a relief appearance that lasted 4 2/3 innings, surrendering 3 hits and 2 runs on 6 strikeouts and 3 walks against the Rough Riders. Ever since then, he has kept teams off the scoreboard. 9 1/3 consecutive innings pitched for Aaron Brown without surrendering a run. For Ryan Garcia, still trying to find his rhythm here in the early goings, but another opportunity for him today. A day where the wind blows out to left, as it generally does here. Have to keep the ball low in the strike zone, locate the fastball early. When you get ahead, be really intent with those breaking pitches and the changeup. So Ryan Garcia on the bump, making start number 4. Mentioned a bit earlier that he pitched against Corpus Christi. Made the start on the home opener back on April 9th. Went 3 innings, gave up 3 runs on 4 hits and 3 walks. Did punch out 4 in that outing. First pitch just coming up on the other side on the Riders Baseball Network, where Zach Bigley will take us the first way.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Throw not in time.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders
Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And it's out of here.
Gone!
Swing and a miss. He got him.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness! Oh wow!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
The Rough Riders are back on the road, and today they take on the Corpus Christi Hooks, the Houston Astros affiliate, in the first game of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Whataburger Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. The Rough Riders coming in at 12-9 in the season face Corpus Christi 7-14 in a rematch of the first six-game series that these two teams played, the first home series for the Rough Riders. It's Kellen Strom, the center fielder, to lead things off for Frisco, followed by Liam Hicks and Aaron Zavala in this top of the first inning against the right-hander Aaron Brown, who the Rough Riders have already seen once this season, though it was out of the bullpen. Today, he's a starting pitcher, the right-hander against the right-hander Strom, and we're just about set for baseball in Whataburger Field here on the beautiful banks in Corpus Christi, Texas. Aaron Brown looks in. He's got his sign, and the first pitch of the ballgame on the way. It's a fastball on the upper edge outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1, and we are underway at 6:37 in the p.m. here at Whataburger Field. Strom, a right-hander, holds the hands high above his helmet, and the pitch is socked foul in the air right side. It's 0-2. Strom hitting .259 of the young season, 21 for 81 through 20 games, getting his first day off after 20 games consecutively to start the season on Sunday. Brown looks in. He's got his sign. And the right-hander rocks back. The 0-2. Fastball up and away, and it's one ball and two strikes on Strom. And so Kellen said he was happy to get the day off, but now ready to get back in the lineup and get back to playing baseball once again. He's back in center field where he's played all year. The pitch is low and away with a changeup, and it's 2-2. 21 games for Kellen Strom, 21 games in center field. Stands back in from the right side. Brown brings it in. Swinging a soft bouncer foul back behind home, and it's two balls and two strikes still on Strom. Defense behind Aaron Brown looks like this today. It's Zach Daniels in left field, Jacob Melton in center, and Kennedy Corona in right field. Chad Stevens at third, Tommy Sacco Jr. at short. 2-2. Low, and it's three balls and two strikes. Jeremy Orocho at second, Jordan Brewer at first base, and C.J. Stubbs is behind the plate today catching Aaron Brown. Brown is 6'4", 220-pound right-hander, 25 years old, a native of Nashville, Tennessee. Peers over the top of his glove, rocks in the 3-2. Inside for ball four, and Strom works a walk. He was behind in the count, 1-2, and now he coaxes the free pass from Brown. That brings Liam Hicks to the plate. First walk in the last two games for Aaron Brown. That's something this Corpus Christi team had really struggled with head-to-head against Frisco. And when they played each other back in Frisco in the first full week of the season. First pitch to Hicks. He swings and punches in the air, foul left side. It's 0-1 on the Rough Riders. Left-handed batting catcher in the two spot. One aboard, nobody out, just underway. Top of the first inning, no score. In the six games, the Rough Riders coaxed 42 walks on the offensive side against Corpus. The pitch. That misses down and in with the changeup, and it's one ball and one strike. That's an average of 7 walks per game on the offensive side, and it's really tough to win a series when you're giving up that many base runners as a pitching staff. The 1-1. Changeup, swing and a miss. Hicks out in front. It's 1-2. And that's exactly what happened. The Rough Riders won 5 of the 6 games in that series head-to-head between Corpus and Frisco. Liam Hicks had 7 hits in that 6-game series, tied for the team high with Cody Freeman. Brown readies, and he kicks in.
Swinging a hard ground ball. That's into right field. A base hit. Strom hits the bag at second. He speeds into third. And the Rough Riders have runners on the corners and nobody out in the first inning. Boy, Hicks turned on it on a pitch down and in and hammered it down the right field line. And that brings Aaron Zavala into the plate. Already the Rough Riders with great action on the base paths. Aaron Zavala reached in 18 consecutive games to begin the season. Sunday's game was the first game he did not reach in this year. The first pitch. A swing and a line drive foul off the fist into the netting left side, and it's 0-1. So trying to get back on base. His .417 on base percentage is good for 7th in the Texas League. He's done a great job getting on base this year. Brown working from the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Zavala. Swing and a line drive foul left side off the facing of the roof here at Whataburger Field, and it makes its way back down into the stands. Aaron Brown pitched against the Rough Riders back on April 11th, picked up the win in that game in relief. The one game at Corpus won in the series. 0-2, swinging a grounder foul right side on the changeup, and it's still no balls and two strikes. He went 4 2/3 in relief, allowing 2 runs on 3 hits. He struck out 6 and walked 3. But since then, as you probably heard Luke say in the pregame show, it's been scoreless baseball. The 0-2 on the outside corner, strike 3 call. So Zavala down looking. First strikeout for Aaron Brown, one away in the first. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. In his last two outings, a start against San Antonio. He went 5 shutout innings with 10 strikeouts. The only base runner allowed was a hit. Did not walk anybody. Left-handed batter, here's the right-hander's pitch. Fastball sits just high of the zone. And it's 1-0 and 0 strikes. Then he went 3 innings in relief against Midland last week, striking out 4 and only hitting a batter. Still no walks. The 1-0. Socked in the air out to deep left center field. Daniels going back. He's looking. It is gone. Abimelech Ortiz with a big 3-run homer. And the Rough Riders lead 3-0 in the first inning. Second long ball of the season for Abimelech Ortiz. And the Rough Riders strike first in a big, big way. Man, you just know that once Ortiz starts hitting them, it's going to continue to come. And there is the second home run of the season from Ortiz and the first since April 9th.
Third baseman number 1, Cody Freeman.
Cody Freeman stands in now. Of both of his home runs against Corpus Christi this year. Now that ball was demolished out to left field. Got up in the jet stream and just kept on going. Pitch to Cody Freeman is low and outside. 1-0 and 0 strikes. Now that's great to see from Ortiz. 3-0 Rough Riders in the first inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a ground ball back to the hill. Past Brown to the second baseman, Orocho. He's got it. He flips it on to first, and it's in time to get Freeman. Now 2 down in the inning. Rough Riders lead 3-0 in the first. On the 3-run home run from Abimelech Ortiz, here's Josh Hatcher. Hatcher stands in from the left side. Rough Riders have started to see that power stroke come on lately. The pitch. The breaking ball finds the inner edge of strike, and it's 0-1. Hatcher a big part of that. He homered on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Went chasing on the changeup low and away, and it's 0-2. His .345 average is 5th in the league. His OPS of .943 is 10th in the league. Great start to the season for the left-handed batter. Brown rocks back in the 0-2. Change up, grounded foul at the plate, and it's still no balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders lead 3-0 in this top of the first inning on the 3-run homer from Ortiz. Brandon Tipton is our home plate umpire today. Javier Cantu, our first base umpire. 0-2. Swinging a line shot out to left center that sinks in a base hit. Hatcher hits first base, and he stops right there. It's an 0-2 single for Josh Hatcher going to the opposite way into left center. brings Max Acosta to the plate. 3-0 Rough Riders, three hits in the inning. Kellen Strom started out with a walk, Liam Hicks single, and Abimelech Ortiz three-run homer. The pitch. It's low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Phenomenal start for the Riders. You couldn't have asked for much better. Hatcher takes his lead from first. And the 1-0. Swinging a line shot into center, and the second baseman, Orocho, back. He makes the grab, and the inning comes to a close. But another hard-hit ball off of Aaron Brown. It retires the side. Three runs on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. The Rough Riders getting three runs on the three-run jack by Abimelech Ortiz. They turn it over to Ryan Garcia in the bottom of the first next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And at the bottom of the first inning, what a start for the Rough Riders. They lead it by a score of 3-0 on the three-run home run. Oh, Abimelech Ortiz. Now Ryan Garcia, first pitch to Jeremy Orocho, is inside. One ball, no strikes. Second baseman leading things off, followed by Tommy Sacco Jr. and Jacob Melton in this bottom of the first. Garcia back into his wind, and he pitches home. Inside to Orocho, it's two balls and no strikes. Garcia, the 25-year-old, 6 foot, 180 pounds. He rocks back into his wind and delivers home. And that's on the inside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. Beg your pardon, the 26-year-old, not 25. Garcia out of UCLA, an Arcadia, California native, former second-round pick of the Rangers. Making his fourth start of the year. 2-1. Just inside. Three balls and one strike on Orocho. Garcia 0-2 with an 8.76 ERA so far this season. In 12 and a third, he surrendered 12 runs. Struck out 10 and walked 10. The 3-1. Swinging a ground ball, chopped up the first baseline and foul. Three balls and two strikes. The key really for Garcia is to get ahead. Talking to Liam Hicks, catcher before today's game, he said what he really wants to see from Garcia is to attack with that fastball. When the fastball is 92 to 94, it is a really good fastball. When it's 91 to 90, not as much. The pitch is lifted high and deep in the left center field. It hangs up in the air for the center fielder, Strom, though, and he's there to make the grab. He'll fly out into center field, and Tommy Sacco Jr. stands in now. 3-0 Rough Riders. Garcia in his last start against these Hooks, he went three innings allowing three runs on four hits. Struck out four and walked three. And time called, our home plate umpire Brandon Tipton is motioning to our bat boy. It looks like somebody left a bat out on deck. And he runs and grabs it. Base is clear, one down in the bottom of the first inning. Garcia with his shoulders square to the plate. As is signed from Hicks. And rocks in the first pitch to Sacco Jr. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away, and it's 0-1. Sacco had a good series against the Rough Riders in Corpus, or in Frisco, I should say. He's just about the only player who did for Corpus. The 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner for called strike two. It's 0-2. He went 7 for 20. That's a 350 average and drove in a couple runs. Overall in the season, a 273 hitter. 0-2. Swinging a foul off the end of the bat, floating out of play behind us, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Garcia has had a lot of success in this building, especially against Corpus Christi. A 2.35 career ERA against the Hooks. He rocks in the 0-2. Swinging a liner foul, clips the top of the netting to the left, and it's still no balls and two strikes. That's not necessarily a small sample size either. He's making his sixth career start against Corpus Christi. He had one of his best career games ever against Corpus. The pick. Off the end of the bat, a pop-up left side of the infield. Freeman charging into foul ground. He's there, and he makes the catch right on the cut of the grass and the warning track in front of the Hooks dugout. So a pair of balls in the air, a pair of outs for Ryan Garcia. That brings the red-hot Jacob Melton to the plate, the number one prospect in the Astros organization. 3-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the first inning. Melton, left-handed batter. Garcia has his sign from Hicks. He rocks back and deals home. It's inside, one ball and no strikes. Back on June 10th last year here at Corpus, he threw 7 innings, allowing just one run on 4 hits. It was an inherited run that came into score, the 1-0. Low and outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. He threw no-hit baseball into the 6th inning in that start and was pitching really well. He looks in for his sign. He's got it from Hicks. And the 2-0 pitch to the center fielder. A check swing outside, 3-0. Melton's the big bat in this lineup. A very different player than what the Rough Riders saw in Frisco a while ago. 3-0. That's a strike over the heart of the plate, 3-1. Melton left Frisco hitting just 200 with an under 500 OPS since he has an almost 1,200 OPS. The pitch. Outside corner, cutter for a strike, and it's 3-2. In 9 games since playing Frisco, he has 3 homers and 13 RBIs. He's been very productive since leaving the confines of Riders Field. Bases clear, 2 outs, bottom of the first, 3 balls, 2 strikes on Melton. And Garcia pitches. There's a high pop-up into shallow center. The wind blowing it back towards Kellen Strom in center field. He's under it, and he puts it away for the final out of the first inning. 1-2-3 frame for Ryan Garcia, a pop-up and 2 flyouts. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top 2 coming up, Rough Riders leading 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
At the top of the second inning, great start for Frisco. A 3-run home run from Abimelech Ortiz, giving them a 3-0 advantage. And a 1-2-3 inning from Ryan Garcia on the pitching side of things. It's 8-9-1 due up for Frisco in this second against Aaron Brown. Brainer Chavez, Daniel Mateo, and Kellen Strom, the three due up. Chavez playing in his 20th game, standing in from the left side. Brown rocks back and deals. Swinging a foul back into Stubbs' glove, and he drops it. No harm, no foul. It's 0-1. Chavez playing second base today. Earlier before the game, there were some roster moves by the Rangers on the Frisco roster. The 0-1. Breaking ball. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2 on Chavez. Alex DeGoti was promoted back up to AAA Round Rock, so he is no longer on the roster. The Rough Riders saw two additions. The 0-2. Swinging a ground ball, top to the right side. Orocha to his left. He swallows it up, throws onto first, and gets Chavez. One away. And Daniel Mateo, one of those additions to this roster, stands in now for the Rough Riders, making his AA debut. Rough Riders lead 3-0, top of the second in Corpus. Right-hander at the plate, 6'1", 165-pound, 22-year-old. First pitch on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. The Boca Chica Dominican Republic native spent the last two seasons with the Hickory Crawdads. The pick, this is high. One ball and one strike, including this year. He had a little nine-game stint at the end of 2022 with them. Spent most of the season with Low A down east, though. 1-1 toss. Breaking ball. That one finds the zone. A strike, and it's 1-2. With Hickory this year in 14 games, hit .262 with a .657 OPS. No homers, two doubles. The 1-2. Strike three call. Got him on the outside corner. Mateo's down looking in his first career AA at bat, but there'll be plenty more. Very excited to have Mateo on this roster, mostly for his defense. He is what Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, said, the best defensive outfielder in the minor leagues for the Rangers system. Kellen Strom stands in top of the order for the Riders. First pitch. High and outside. One ball and no strikes. Riders lead 3-0, top of the second. Strom walked and scored in the first. Brown peers in over the top of his glove, deals in the 1-0. On the outside corner at the knees for a strike, it's 1-1. Strom had a really nice plate appearance. Down to the count, 1-2, worked it back to draw the walk. 1-2. It's high. It's actually 2-1 now. It was the 1-1 pitch. Strom was one of the guys who was enjoying the wind blowing out to left field during batting practice today. It's at 15 miles an hour currently. 2-1. He takes it at the top of the zone with a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 2-2. 79 degrees, but 82% humidity here in Corpus Christi, right on the bay, here in the coastal bend. And so, very, very humid day. It's 79 degrees with a feels like of 84 and sunshine up above. 2-2. Swinging a broken bat roller to the right side. First baseman Brewer's got it. Feeds to the underhand of the covering pitcher Brown, and Strom beats him out. It's a base hit for Kellen Strom, and the Rough Riders continue the inning. Brown was late getting off the mound trying to cover first base. That's probably a ball that Orocho, the second baseman, should field, and Brewer should have stayed at first base to cover the bag, but he went out and got it. Brown looked over, saw that Brewer was so far off first base and tried to sprint to first, and Strom was able to beat it. Here's Liam Hicks. The first pitch is a changeup low, and it's 1-0. So good heads-up base running for Strom, busting it down the line. Gets rewarded with a single. Brown stretches, and the 1-0 to Hicks. High and outside, two balls and no strikes. It's what a lot of people would say is a sticky day here in Corpus. That's usually what it is. Very humid. You walk outside and you feel like you're already dripping in sweat. That's what it's like down here in South Texas. 2-0. Down in the dirt. Three balls and no strikes on the Riders' catcher. But if there is one thing to say, it is much nicer to be here in April than when the Riders will come back here in June. It's going to be quite a bit hotter. Thank goodness we don't come back here in August like last year. The 3-0. That simmers inside, ball four. So Hicks is walked after the Strom single with two outs, and the Riders have two aboard and two down for Aaron Zavala, already leading 3-0. Zavala struck out looking back in the first. Whataburger Field here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Playing host to game one of six between these two division rivals. First pitch to Zavala. He swings and misses and a changeup down. It's 0-1. It's a very hitter-friendly ballpark to left. It is Death Valley in right field, except for down the line. If you hit anything to right center, it's not going to get out of the ballpark unless you absolutely clobber it. The 0-1. Lash foul out of play, and it's 0-2. And speaking of that, Aaron Zavala was realizing that first time. As a left-handed batter, he crushed a couple balls into right, and they landed shy of the wall. And he jokingly said, if I was a right-hander and I hit that same ball into left, it would be in the water. The water is about 700, 800 feet beyond the wall and left, so probably not. But you get the joke. 0-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. We'll see a barge crossing over that water channel beyond left field every now and again. The Harbor Bridge is beyond us in right center field, and a new bridge is being built beyond left field. That is the same bridge they've been working on for the last 4 years. The 0-2. Inside corner, strike three called. So Zavala down on strikes for the second time. Third strikeout for Aaron Brown, and he's out of the second inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We're into the bottom of the second inning. Rough Riders lead it 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the second inning, 3-0 Rough Riders alongside Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy you're hanging out with us on this Tuesday evening. Jordan Brewer leads it off in the fourth spot for Corpus Christi. And Ryan Garcia walks back and deals in. There's a foul back and out of play. It's 0-1. Brewer, the first baseman, and followed by Kennedy Corona and Zach Daniels, making his debut this season with Corpus Christi. Wind back by Garcia, the 0-1. On the outside corner, just a bit high with the change, and it's two balls, making one ball and one strike. Garcia, the four-pitch repertoire, fastball, cutter, sweeper, and changeup. 1-1. Drilled into deep center field. Strom back on it a couple steps, and he stops well short of the warning track. There to make the catch, one away. Kennedy Corona saunters to the plate now. 3-0 Riders, bottom two, one out. This is exactly what you expect to see from Ryan Garcia when everything's going well. A lot of balls in the air. He is an extreme fly ball pitcher. His 45% fly ball rate is a new career high for him. He looks in at Corona and deals home. Fastball inner edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. Garcia's repertoire and that fastball play really well up in the zone, and so he gets a lot of fly balls. A lot of pop-ups, too, the 0-1. That fits on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2 on Corona. In this ballpark, you worry about that a little bit to left field, but hopefully for Garcia, he can keep those fly balls into center and into right center where the ball will die out there, and that's what he's done well so far. He rocks back here in the 0-2 to Corona. Swinging a line shot down the right side. A long run in for Mateo. Still sprinting towards the line. He can't make the catch. He has to short hop it in. Corona dives back in with the covering pitcher Garcia trying to tag him, and he's safe. So it's a base hit for Corona. Mateo came flying in from right field, lost his hat in the process, and almost made a spectacular catch, short hopping it into his glove in a really nice play to make sure that it didn't get behind him, or else that would have been extra bases for Kennedy Corona. But he's at first on the first hit of the day for Corpus Christi. That brings Zach Daniels to the plate, who spent last season with the Hogs. Coming off the injured list from Sugar Land, the first pitch is a bouncing ball up the middle. Shortstop Acosta's got it, flicks on his second for one, on to first, a double play. 6-4-3, and the Rough Riders and Ryan Garcia are out of the second inning just like that. No runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Into the top of the third inning next, the Rough Riders with a 3-0 advantage. When we come back, Luke Maley has your play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Corpus Christi, Texas, here at Whataburger Field, the Rough Riders up here in the top of the third against Aaron Brown. Here is Abimelech Ortiz. He watches the first pitch, a fastball called ball one. Ortiz homered his last time up, a three-run shot. That's where we stand right now, 3-0. Pitch, Ortiz goes after it and fouls it back to the screen. Evens the count on a ball and a strike. I'm talking with Abimelech Ortiz. You know when his last home run was, and that was in the first inning. Got to ask him today if he remembered home run number one, not of his career, the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Went to the breaking ball. But not of his affiliated professional career, but rather of his entire life. And he said, yeah, I do. I said, do you remember where it was? And he said, after thinking about it, at a place, the pitch runs inside, 2-2. Said he was 12 years old, and it came at a field called Santa Rosa Field. Many more to come in Abimelech Ortiz's career, the 2-2. And he goes up the middle, and it is into the glove of the shortstop, who was shadowed behind second. Tommy Sacco Jr. hauls it in. The way Sacco Jr. was shadowed behind second base, he kind of sat there thinking, making it seem like it was going to go over his head anyway. And it just kind of looped in, and he was able to catch it head high. Abimelech Ortiz is out number one of this third inning. There's the first offering to Freeman, and it's called a strike. 78 miles an hour, just caught the inner half. Josh Hatcher stands on deck. This one skips home. Ball and a strike to the right-handed hitting third baseman today. Cody Freeman enjoyed a very good series against Amarillo back in Frisco last week. Three-homer series as he awaits the 1-1. He takes ball two. Fastball just ran up and in. Two balls and a strike with one away here. Rough Riders leading 3-0 in this third inning. Brown rocks and deals, delivers, and just misses outside this time. Again with the fastball. Drew hitters count for the Rough Riders third baseman. Brown ready, the 3-1. Check swing by Freeman. He kept it back, but did matter. Called a strike. That was the breaking ball. Three and two. Freeman digs in from the right side. The pitch. Foul back to the screen and made its way over, and after deflecting off one of the buildings behind the plate here, it finds its way back into play. Count remains 3-2. The pitch, swing and a miss, and Freeman is out number two. Aaron Brown picks up another strikeout.
That changeup has been good in the early going for Brown. That's his best off-speed pitch. He's had two looking strikeouts against the ball on the fastball to left-hander, but to righties, he's throwing changeup a lot down and in and getting a lot of swings and misses.
Disguises it very well. Here's Josh Hatcher. He goes after the first pitch and waves and misses.
Changeup again.
It's a really good pitch. Righty ready. This one ripped into right center field, and it's down for a base hit. Josh Hatcher broke his bat, but he's got a hit to show for it. It's 2-for-2 to this point. Josh Hatcher continues to see the baseball well. Didn't hit it all that hard, but sometimes when you're hot, you're hot. Maximo Acosta steps in, and he may be hit one of the hardest balls against Aaron Brown outside of the home run by Abimelech Ortiz. Hatcher runs. The throw from the catcher is on the money, but just missed it. Just a tad late. The second baseman, Jeremy Orocho, was running towards the dugout thinking Hatcher was caught stealing. But Josh Hatcher moves up with a stolen base, and the Riders have a runner in scoring position, as they have in every inning against Aaron Brown. They already lead 3-0. Here's the pitch. The 1-0 is found back to the screen. And Acosta falls behind 0-2. Going back to that ball that ended the Rough Riders' first inning against Aaron Brown, it was Maximo Acosta who ripped one, but right at the shortstop, Tommy Sacco Jr. Sacco shadows to the hole in between third and shortstop. And Brown looks to second, Hatcher back in with no one covering. Orocho shadowed towards second base, likely in part to holding on Josh Hatcher there. Costa asks for time. He's granted it and digs back in. Costa behind 0-2 with two away. The pitch taken. He just missed the zone. Aaron Brown had turned his back on the pitch. And then when he turned around, his eyes widened. Thought, how did that not hit the strike zone? Ball and two strikes now. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Brown kicks and deals. This one ripped to left field, and it is down and past the glove of Daniels in left field. Here comes Hatcher. He'll score. Acosta running around second, and he's headed to third. The throw is in time. Maximo Acosta trying to stretch it into third base. He's thrown out, but Josh Hatcher comes around and scores. And the top of the third inning comes to a close. Rough Riders add a run on a pass. pair of hits. No errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the third inning. The Rough Riders leading 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Quincy Hamilton steps in for the first time today against Ryan Garcia. Lead off this home half of the third inning. Garcia kicks and deals and just missed upstairs with the fastball. 1-0 to the left-handed swinging designated hitter today. The 1-0. So just misses down and away. Didn't miss by much. Two balls and no strikes. Ryan Garcia has faced the minimum through two. He did give up a hit, but a double play erased it. Big rip by Hamilton, but he came up empty. Quincy Hamilton has been a good hitter over the course of his career, but the numbers to this point this season aren't there. The pitch, and this one way out in front of it, was Hamilton, and it finds its way to the concourse. Down the first base line. He hit it hard. I wasn't in play. We go back to the series against the Rough Riders in Frisco. Hamilton played in four of those games and went 0-for-13. He did work three walks as he watches ball three there. So the count runs to 3-2. He also fell victim to the strikeout on five occasions. He digs back in. The payoff pitch from Garcia, and it's chopped on the ground right at the second baseman, Franer Chavez. He collects and delivers to Abimelech Ortiz for out number one. C.J. Stubbs will get his first crack against Ryan Garcia. Stubbs today wearing the high pants, showing off bright red socks that go along with the red belt. First offering to Stubbs is taken, called a strike, 91. Red Sox match the red lettering on the back of Corpus Christi's baby blue jerseys. Pitch home. This one fouled back to the screen. Garcia ahead, 0-2. You look at what C.J. Stubbs did against the Rough Riders, and he only went 3-for-17 across five games in Frisco. But two of those three hits were homers, his two of the year, and he hits this one high into center field. Strom ranges into the alleyway, and Zavala converges. It's Strom who calls him off, reaches skyward, and C.J. Stubbs is out number two. Three pitches, all strikes, and ends in a flyout for Ryan Garcia. He's looking to face the minimum through three frames. He's got two away here. The Rough Riders leading 4-0 here in the home half. Here's Chad Stevens. Goes after the first pitch, a bouncing ball down the third base line, but on the wrong side of it.
Foul ball. Cody Freeman on that pitch was not guarding the line all that time. He takes a shuffle to his right in order to better get to the fair foul line. And a big swing and a miss by Stevens. And Garcia yet again is ahead 0-2. The key for Ryan Garcia is get ahead of batters and find a way to put them away. He's issued a few too many walks for his liking. As he comes home, 0-2 is ripped up the middle, and it's past the dive of the second baseman Chavez into center field, a base hit. So Chad Stevens picks up a two-out single here in the third. And Garcia, barring a pickoff or a caught stealing, will have to face a fourth batter in the frame. And it just so happens to be the top of the order. Jeremy Orocho steps in from the left side. Freeman well off at third base, and the first offering called a strike, 83 miles an hour. Shortstop Acosta shadowed behind the second base bag, and the second baseman Chavez playing to pull the pitch. Taken, called a strike. 90 mile an hour fastball that time from Garcia. For the third time against four batters in the inning, he finds himself well ahead with an 0-2 count. Orocho steps out, is granted time, and wants to collect himself. Has to shorten up and find a way to put the ball in play. There's some holes in the Rough Riders defense as they play him to pull the pitch. Taken down and in, ball one. Ball and two strikes on the switch hitting second baseman for Corpus Christi. Rocho flew out to center field his first time up. He waits the 1-2 and waves at it. Struck him out. A good looking pitch from Ryan Garcia. And he gets out of the third inning. No runs for Corpus Christi on a two-out single. No errors. And one left aboard the base paths. We're through three here from Whataburger Field. Rough Riders leading 4-0 and due up in the top of the fourth when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's Franier Chavez set to get things going for the Rough Riders in the top of the fourth. The Riders looking to add to their 4-0 advantage against Aaron Brown, and Chavez fouls the first pitch off to the third base side and well out of play. Chavez, a switch hitter against the righty, bats from the left side. Pitch. Rips this one on the ground, right at the first baseman and Brewer, and he beats Chavez to the bag. There's one away. brings up Daniel Mateo, who's in search of his first double-A hit. Donning the number 23 for the Rough Riders. He waits the first offering, chases in a breaking ball. Comes up empty, 0-1. Mateo struck out looking against Brown, his first career double-A at-bat. The 0-1, and he chops it on the ground. And a nice play by Sacco, and firing to first in time. We're out number two. Mateo runs well. He got out of the box and made it close at first, but a routine grounder for Tommy Sacco Jr. Collected and saw Mateo busting it down the line. Figured, I better get this out quick. And he did just that. Aaron Brown has sat down the first two Rough Riders. Here's Kellen Strom at the top of the order. He hits the first pitch high and deep into right field. It's tailing towards foul ground. A leaping effort by the right fielder, Corona, and he caught it. Wow, what a play by Kennedy Corona. It was teetering the line between finding the seats, and he picked it off the wall. What a play, and Aaron Brown can just tip his cap. He's got himself a 1-2-3 inning, courtesy of a fantastic play by Kennedy Corona. We head to the home half of the fourth, where the Corpus Christi Hooks are due up. It's 4-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You can run on.
Bottom four from Whataburger Field. Luke Maley alongside Zach Bigley. Ryan Garcia has cruised through three. Trying to do the same here in the fourth. His first offering is called a strike against the left-handed hitting Tommy Sacco Jr. The 0-1 on its way, and a big rip from Sacco Jr. Didn't catch a piece of it. 0-2. Chased the fastball, and Ryan Garcia continues his streak of jumping ahead of batters. 0-2. It's a good problem to have. Garcia ready, comes home, and this one's hit high on the infield. Catcher Hicks giving chase as is Freeman, and Hicks goes to an underhand and makes a nice basket catch in foul territory. Cody Freeman helps him to his feet, and there's one away.
That's a really nice catch. Going to a slide with the gear on, making the grab, basket style as you mentioned, and you know, we were down on the warning track before today's game, and you made mention a good point. The warning track here is not the small sandy pebbles that you're used to seeing in other ballparks. It's almost rocks. And so really dangerous to slide on it, but the catcher's gear certainly helps there on that slide.
That it does. Hicks is feeling it, and the first offering is well inside to Jacob Melton and finds its way to the backstop. Melton appeared a little frustrated there. Had to jump out of the way of it. Wow. For Jacob Melton, the top Astros prospect, he struggled in Frisco a little bit as he goes to an E with a big hack on Garcia's breaking ball. Ball and a strike. But on Sunday, Jacob Melton had himself a day. He waits the 1-1 and sends it high in the air, but it'll find its way out of play. Falls behind 1-2. Looks like he may be asking for some pine tar. Like the grip that he had, he walked to the on-deck circle, and Jordan Brewer, who stands on deck, tossed him a stick of pine tar, and he gets a good grip on things. But on Sunday, Jacob Melton fell a single shy of the cycle. Went 3-for-5. Had everything but the single. He awaits the 1-2 and fouls it off. He was way out in front of the pitch from Garcia. Tapped it towards the Rough Riders dugout on the first base side. He digs back in. One away. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. Garcia picks up his second strikeout of the evening, and there's two down here in this fourth. One of the issues for Ryan Garcia over the course of the year has been obviously the big inning, but also the efficiency. He has been extremely efficient here today, trying to make it through four scoreless. Offering to Brewer, runs downstairs. There's the breaking ball. Ball and no strikes on the right into hitting first baseman Jordan Brewer. Pitch skied high in the air, but makes its way over the netting and into the crowd. Evens the count on a ball and a strike. A righty kicks and deals. Fastball runs inside. Two balls and a strike. Ryan Garcia came in with an 8.76 ERA. That's lowered 2 points here today. As the pitch home, just missed the strike zone. Three balls and a strike on the Corpus Christi first baseman. Brewer awaits the 3-1. The pitch sent high in the air to shallow center field. Long run for both infielders. It is Mateo and Wright who takes charge and hauls it in. A 1-2-3 frame for Ryan Garcia, and he's through four scoreless innings. We turn the page over to the Rough Riders, where it's Hicks, Zavala, and Ortiz due up when we come back in the top of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the fifth, and Zach Bigley rejoins us here on the Riders Baseball Network.
All right, thanks, Luke. It's 4-0 Frisco, dominating this one so far in the top of the fifth inning. Ryan Garcia, what a performance for him. He's looked really good through four innings, and the Rough Riders offense been paced by Abimelech Ortiz with a three-run homer in the first, and then an RBI double by Max Acosta in the third. So it's Liam Hicks to start things off for the Riders, followed by Aaron Zavala and Abimelech Ortiz, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Hicks has reached twice, a walk, and a base hit. Left-handed batter, right-hander Aaron Brown winds back and offers in. A swing and a drive hit to center field right at Jacob Melton, though. He hardly has to move, and he puts it away. Hicks got a lot of it, but he's out number one. That brings Aaron Zavala to the plate. 4-0 Frisco. Aaron Brown has really turned a lot of heads with his recent performance, and rightfully so. I mean, he's been really good. 10 strikeouts in his last start. First pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. The 10 strikeouts still tied for the most by anybody in the Texas League in a single start this season. One pitcher of the week, the pick. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. That was two outings ago overall. Very highly touted out of high school. He went to Vanderbilt University for his first season in 2018, then transferred to State College of Florida for a year, and his last two seasons at Middle Tennessee State. The pitch is rocketed right back up the middle, but right to the shortstop. Tommy Sacco Jr. spears it out of the air. Again, positioned perfectly up the middle. And a line drive out for the second straight time in this inning. Makes it two away in the fifth, and Abimelech Ortiz saunters to the plate. He lined out to short his last time up. His first time up, a three-run homer to left center. First pitch. Bounces in the dirt off the outside corner, 1-0. 4-0 our score. Rough Riders lead it top half of the fifth inning in this series opener in Corpus Christi. 1-0 pitch. Change up, swing and a miss. Ortiz fishing down below the zone. And it's 1-1. Aaron Brown had been dominant against left-handed batters coming into this game. Lefties had combined to just have one hit against him this season through four appearances. Gave up two hits against lefties in the first inning alone. 1-1. High and outside, it's two balls and one strike, including the three-run homer from Ortiz. Lefties were just 1-for-19 against him in his first four appearances of the season. The pitch. Breaking ball, hard ground ball, first baseline. Fair pass to diving Brewer, kicks off the sidewall. Ortiz turns around first, heading to second. The throw that way, not in time. Abimelech Ortiz has his second extra base hit. It's a two-out double here in the fifth. Ripping it down the right field line. Rough Riders with a runner in scoring position and two outs now.
Boy, he was moving, Zach. He rounded first base and was churning into second. It was going to take a perfect throw to stop him from pulling into second with a double.
Yeah, the way that kicked off the sidewall, the second baseman Orocho was the one who got to it and threw onto second base, and a perfect throw would have gotten him, you're right, but he was moving. Once he gets going, he can move a little bit for a big guy. Here's Cody Freeman, first pitch. Misses high and tight, one ball and no strikes. Right-handers had a lot more success against Brown this season, hitting .268 coming into today against him. But the lefties have had success today. The pitch. Low and outside, it's two balls and no strikes. That's now six hits for the Rough Riders. Five of them by left-handed batters. Five. It's seven hits today for the Riders. The pitch. On the upper edge, outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. So five of the seven have been from lefties for Frisco. One from Liam Hicks, two from Abimelech Ortiz, two from Josh Hatcher. Hatcher's on deck. Freeman, a right-handed batter, is at the plate. The pitch, outside. Three balls and one strike on the Riders' third baseman, who was grounded out to second and struck out today. Four runs on seven hits for the Riders offensively. 3-1 pitch to Freeman. He swings and smashes it in the left field. Daniels coming on, and he makes a running catch. Oh, Freeman hit it too darn hard. Daniel is able to come in and grab it out of the air, and the inning is over here in the fifth. No runs a hit, no errors, runner left on. 4-0 Riders, last of the fifth, next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders leading 4-0 in this series opener. Kennedy Corona, Zach Daniels, Quincy Hamilton, 5-6 and 7 due up against Ryan Garcia. He winds and fires. Fastball is high and tight, one ball and no strikes. Garcia now 54 pitches after that initial offering in this fifth inning. He's in really good shape with that pitch count. He's around 90 pitches as his maximum today. 1-0. Swinging a soft grounder off the end of the bat. Great athletic stab to the backhand for Ryan Garcia, the pitcher. And he turns and lofts it onto first base in time to get Corona. Boy, he was falling off to his left. He had to reach back to his right and backhand the ball with a bunch of English on it. Made the play. He made it look easy. Zach Daniels steps in now. He bounced into a 6-4-3 double play back in the second. Garcia rocks back into his wind and he offers. Upper edge outside corner, it's 0-1. Well, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning, and usually we would have a trivia question in the top of the sixth. The pitch, a swing and a miss off the outside corner, it's 0-2. We're going to do the bottom half of the fifth inning for the trivia this time because it is when the hooks are at plate. Does that sound good, Luke?
Works for me.
Okay. Just want to make sure you're okay with it. If you need another half inning to compose yourself.
No, it's okay. Okay. I was warned this one's a little bit difficult, so I don't think there's any help coming.
The pitch. Low and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. So we like to tie it into this day in baseball history. This is a bit of a stretch, so bear with me here. It was back on 2010, it doesn't seem too long ago, but that's 14 years ago. Name the Rangers fans might remember, the 1-2, a swing and a miss, change up inside, and Ryan Garcia has his third strikeout, two away, and Quincy Hamilton steps to the plate. So Cliff Lee, on this day in baseball history back in 2010, made his first start for the Seattle Mariners. He was eventually traded midseason to the Rangers that same year and, of course, helped pitch the Rangers to their first World Series berth in franchise history. So our trivia question revolves around Cliff Lee, the pitch. Low off the outside corner, 1-0. Cliff Lee, of course, famous for his great command, his ability to fill up the strike zone, not issue too many walks, and along lines with what George Kirby with the Seattle Mariners is doing this year with his incredible strikeout-to-walk ratio, the 1-0. Hamilton takes high and away, 2-0. Kirby has struck out 38 batters to just 4 walks this year, so that's what our trivia question revolves around today, is strikeout-to-walk ratio. The 2-0. Outside, 3 balls and no strikes. So your question today, with a minimum of 1,000 innings pitched in their career, can you name the top 10 in strikeout-to-walk ratio as pitchers in Major League history? The 3-0. Outside corner, a strike, 3-1. Two down in the fifth, 4-0 Riders lead the Hunks.
This one's going to be real hard. This one could be embarrassing for me. I got to go back to a conversation we were having last week.
3-1, outside ball four. Hamilton draws the two-out walk, and C.J. Stubbs takes his turn.
And I'm drawing a blank. We were talking about pitchers that had 3,000-plus strikeouts and 1,000 or less walks.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember who those were.
Do you want me to tell you those three?
Sure, why not?
Okay, it was Pedro Martinez.
Yes, I
Ferguson Jenkins.
Ferguson Jenkins. That's what sparked the conversation.
And Greg Maddux.
Are those three on the list?
None of those three are on the list.
Wow.
Pedro's number 14. The pick. Stubbs takes a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Some of these you're not going to get. Some of them you will get. I'll tell you there are five active players on this list.
Five active players.
Yes.
Okay.
0-1. Low and away. 1-1.
I'm just going to rattle some names just
hit
behind.
Me. Love it.
Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer's number 8.
Wow. How about on the other side, Justin Verlander?
Not on the list.
Clayton Kershaw.
Number 9.
Wow. Wow.
Garcia, the 1-1. Fouled back. 1-2.
What was our minimum innings pitch?
1,000.
1,000 innings.
Here's the stretch in the 1-2. There's a high fly ball into right center field and deep. Strom racing back. He's got a beat on it. He makes the catch, and the side is retired. Ryan Garcia with five strong shutout innings. Riders lead 4-0 to the top of the sixth. And we'll continue this trivia question. We will return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cesar Gomez takes over for Corpus Christi. We make our way to the top of the sixth inning. Frisco leading 4-0. Josh Hatcher leads it off for the Rough Riders, who's 2-for-2 today. We are continuing our trivia question as we try to embarrass Luke and make him name the top 10 strikeout to walk ratio pitchers in the history of Major League Baseball for today's trivia.
And I think I've got a good guess.
You've got two so far of the 10.
I don't know how I didn't go there first, but Zach Greinke?
Zach Greinke is not on the list. First pitch to Hatch is high and outside. 1-0. Greinke's number 19 all time. 1-0 pitch from Gomez to Hatcher. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes.
How about Jacob DeGrom?
He's number one.
Wow.
Number one in the history of baseball.
That's insane.
2-0. Swinging a soft roller foul right side. 2-1. Riders lead 4-0. Top of the sixth.
About Mariano Rivera?
Mariano Rivera is number 15.
Okay. I'm thinking of some closers. I feel like that high strikeout, low walk
Trevor Hoffman?
No. The pitch is lined into left field. It's a 3-for-3 day for Josh Hatcher. He rounds first and stomps on the brakes, heads back into first base. Lining it hard in the left the opposite way. He's 3-for-3. He continues his phenomenal start to the season. Leadoff base hit in the sixth inning for the Riders, already leading 4-0. Max Acosta now.
Is David Price on the list?
He is not. I'll tell you, there are no Hall of Famers in the top 10. The pick. Swinging a line shot to center. It dunks in, a base hit. Hatcher up to second, and Max Acosta has himself a single. A rude greeting for Cesar Gomez. Back-to-back singles for the Rough Riders. Two aboard, nobody out in the sixth for Franer Chavez. Looking for the top walk-to-strikeout ratio pitchers in the history of baseball. Luke has three of the top ten. Still missing two active players. All-time greats. The pitch. Chavez watches a strike on the outside corner, belt high, 0-1.
Are they active starting pitchers?
They are.
Okay.
There are no relievers on this list.
Really? Interesting.
0-1. Swinging a bounding ball back up the middle. The shortstop, Sacco's got it. Takes to the bag himself for one. Throws to first and gets them both. A double play. Hatcher down to third on the play. Two outs now in the sixth inning. Riders lead 4-0, and Daniel Mateo steps in with a runner at third.
My scorecard has given me a guess.
Okay.
I wrote down DP. David Price?
David Price, no.
Oh.
You already guessed David Price.
I did?
Yes.
Okay. So not David Price. How about Chris Sale?
Chris Sale, he's number two. The pitch. Mateo, a check swing. He went around. It's 0-1.
My goal is to just find this last active player. There's just one left, right?
One other active player, yes. The 0-1. Swing and a miss off the outside edge, 0-2. This is a really tough question, so I know.
You said very successful, obviously. All-timers.
Cy Young winner.
Ooh.
0-2 away, and it's 1-2.
Is Garrett Cole on there?
Garrett Cole, he's okay. Number 7. All right, do you want me to just tell you the rest of the list? Because I don't think you're going to get a lot of these guys.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so number 10 is Curt Schilling.
Okay.
Number 6, Corey Kluber. 1-2 pitch to Mateo, low and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Kluber makes sense.
Number 5, Masahiro Tanaka.
Ooh.
Number 4, the one you never would have gotten in a million years, Josh Tomlin.
Would not have gotten Josh Tomlin.
Number 3 is Tommy Bond. The pitch. A swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. First strike. 3 inning over. Rough Riders, no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Bottom 6 coming up. Frisco, a 4-0 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the sixth inning, it's Ryan Garcia back out to the hill for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 4-0. Talking to Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager before the game today, he said, well, we hope we can get six out of Ryan Garcia, and they may get even more. He looks really good so far through five shutout innings. He's only walked one and surrendered two measly singles. First pitch to Chad Stevens. Takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Stevens has one of those two singles today. It was a base hit to center. The 0-1. He checks his swing. Takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Stevens going to center is a bit of a rarity. He has the highest opposite field percentage in the entire Texas League, hitting to the opposite field 54% of the times he puts it in play. The 0-2. It's way outside. It's 1-2. Quincy Hamilton in the seventh spot of the order walked back in the fifth, and Stevens has a hit already today. The 1-2. Low and outside. 2-2. And that's a little production out of the bottom of this order. Quincy Hamilton, C.J. Stubbs, and Chad Stevens have really struggled this season for Corpus Christi. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a foul straight back. And still 2-2. The bottom third of this order combined, hitting just 145 this year. And it's not been in a small sample size either. Quincy Hamilton, 16 games. C.J. Stubbs, 13 games. Chad Stevens playing in his 20th game today. 2-2. High and tight. He backed him off the plate. We're full at 3-2. So Corpus looking for some more production out of the bottom of this order. They're averaging just 3.4 runs a game this season. That's last in the Texas League. Payoff in. Swinging a line drive into left field. That sinks in a base hit. So Chad Stevens is 2-for-2 today. From the 9-hole, and that brings Jeremy Orocho to the dish. 4-0 Frisco, bottom of the sixth. Orocho 0-for-2 today. He flied out to center and struck out. Rough Riders have been putting together some pretty good numbers offensively today. The pitch, a bounding ball hit to first to Bimelec Ortiz. Jumps up, he's got it, throws down to second for one. Return throw to first, not in time. A good play by Bimelec Ortiz. He could have easily gone to the bag, but instead he nabbed it out of the air and threw down to second base to get the lead runner. And so instead of a runner at second and one out, it's a runner at first and one out. It's a really nice play from the first baseman.
Yeah, it certainly is. For a beam like Ortiz, that's a really hard judgment call to make. Momentum taking you that way. Went ahead, fired across the diamond in time.
Tommy Sacco Jr. now. First pitch, a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 0-1. And that's a really good play if he makes it. If he's safe there, the runner, that all of a sudden looks like a really bad decision too. But he's able to make it. The 0-1. Changeup swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, 0-2. The Rough Riders with those four runs on nine hits tonight. A little bit of a happy birthday present to Ryan Tuntland, the Rough Riders hitting coach. Happy birthday, Tunt. The pitch is a broken back grounder foul towards the on-deck circle left side. It's still 0-2, and Sacco broke the shattered bat over his knee. A little frustration from him. Ryan Tuntland celebrating his birthday today. Rough Riders hitting coach. One of the really good guys in baseball. Pull side shift on the infield. And the 0-2. Change up, ground ball foul back behind home. It's still 0-2. Change up along with the fastball, the two pitches that have stayed from last year's arsenal with Ryan Garcia. They've both been good today. Hasn't thrown a lot of breaking balls, a lot of fastballs and changeups today. He offers in the 0-2. Before that, a quick throw over to first. Orocho back in. He's 5-for-6 in steals this year. And one thing that Corpus does really well in this season when they've struggled on the offensive side is steal bases. The pitch. just outside. One ball and two strikes. Corpus Christi is second in the league in steals with 41 this year through 21 games. Trail only Midland, the pitch. Foul back again on the changeup. It's still one ball and two strikes. Only three hits offensively for the Hooks today. And four base runners. For whatever reason, Garcia really just rises to the occasion here in this ballpark. He readies in the 1-2. Fouled away left side. It's still one ball and two strikes. He's allowed just three combined runs over 15 innings in three outings here in this ballpark. And those numbers just getting better and better with this start today. He rocks in the 1-2. Change up high and away. 2-2, and this will be the ninth pitch to Sacco Jr., really the only long at-bat of the day for a Corpus batter. The pitch, line the opposite way and into left field. It's a base hit. And Sacco singles into left. Aaron Zavala gets it back in quickly. Runners at first and second, and just one out here in the sixth inning. And there is action in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Steven Jennings, who's loosening, and here comes John Goble out of the Rough Riders dugout. Not only are there two aboard and one out, you're facing the best hitter on this team in Jacob Melton. Melton is 0-for-2 today with a flyout to center and a strikeout. But in his last nine games, he's hitting .343 with an almost 1,200 OPS, three homers and 13 knocked in. Not the kind of guy you want to mess around with. This is probably Garcia's final batter. He's not much of a ground ball guy, but he would love to get a double play ball right here. 4-0 Rough Riders. This game can change in a swing of a bat for Melton. Goble set his piece. He's back to the Rough Riders dugout. Melton will see his fair share of pitches at the plate as well. You do have to be aware of that. Here's the stretch of the pitch. This is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. We did not see the best version of Melton in Frisco. He did go 5-for-18 against the Rough Riders. .278 average in that six-game series, playing five of the games. The 1-0. Just inside, it's two balls and no strikes, but all five of his hits were singles. This is a monster of a human, 6'3", 210, who can put a serious hurting on a baseball. Two aboard, one out, bottom of the sixth inning, 4-0, Rough Riders, not in front of the Hooks. Garcia from the stretch, right-hander fires. It's inside, it's three balls and no strikes on Melton. Jordan Brewer on deck in the cleanup spot. Garcia readies and throws back to second. It's a good throw, and they got him. Ryan Garcia picks off Arocho at second base, and there are two down. Oh, they ran the daylight play with Maximo Acosta breaking towards the bag. Garcia picked him off, and there are two outs in the inning. Wow, is that huge. Three balls and no strikes still on Melton. Two outs and one down. The pitch. Outside for ball four. So now runners at first and second and two outs. Jordan Brewer, the batter now. And with Steven Jennings loosening in the bullpen and 89 pitches for Ryan Garcia, we'll see what manager Carlos Cardoza wants to do. And here he comes. So Garcia will get the hook. Steven Jennings will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 4-0 Frisco, two down, runners at first and second. And Carlos Cardoza takes the ball from Ryan Garcia. We'll come back to Whataburger Field after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change for the Rough Riders. Steven Jennings out of the bullpen facing Jordan Brewer with two on and two out here in the sixth. First pitch to Brewer from the right-hander. It's a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Rough Riders lead 4-0 in this sixth inning, and we see a call to the bullpen for the first time today for Frisco after 5 2/3 strong innings from the starter, Ryan Garcia. 0-1 offering from Jennings. Brewer swings, grounds it softly to short. Acosta's got it. He slings it onto first and gets him. And nice work by Steven Jennings. He comes in and gets the first batter he sees on the second pitch and strands two base runners. So Ryan Garcia's day is done. He's in line for the win. 5 2/3 inning shutout. Top seven coming up next. 4-0 Riders. Luke Maley takes you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning from Whataburger Field. It's the top of the Rough Riders order. Come to the dish. Strom toes in the box against a new arm, a right-hander. And Cesar Gomez. Is the first pitch for ball one, the second on its way. A breaking ball runs just inside of the right-handed hitter. Pitch home. called a strike. Two balls and a strike. Gomez did work sixth inning against the Rough Riders offense. But the first time that Kellen Strom faces off against him here in this one, the 2-1. Fastball runs just a bit inside. Didn't miss by too much. Gomez thought it was a strike. All righty, rocks and deals. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Had Strom out on the front foot. 87 on the radar gun. Last inning, Gomez picked up a strikeout. Looking for number two. Did surrender a pair of hits, though. 3-2. Runs outside. Strom's got walk number two. Here on the evening, the Rough Riders have the leadoff man aboard. Back-to-back innings for Frisco that they've put the leadoff man at first base. It was Josh Hatcher who led off the sixth with a single. Just back-to-back singles to open the sixth. But then a double play kind of erased what the Rough Riders had going. Hicks goes after the first pitch, chops it up the middle. The shortstop, Sacco, gloves it and races to the bag, fires to first. The double play goes 6-3. Right on cue, talking about an inning-killing double play. And Hicks hit it hard. It was right up the middle, but that was right where they were playing the lefty. Shortstop Sacco Jr. was right behind the second base bag. An easy play for him to make. Two away for Gomez. First pitch to Zavala runs down and away with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Ball and no strikes. Rough Riders leading 4-0. Pitch, big hack from Zavala. 1-1. Zavala's been shooting things the opposite way at that left-handed batter's box for much of the season. The 1-1 runs downstairs. Fastball at 94 that time. Two balls and a strike. For him, he says that the pole swing just hasn't quite gotten there, and it's working for him going the other way until it does. Big cut from Zavala. Came up empty. Two balls, two strikes. Eventually, that swing's going to open up for Aaron Zavala.
His 25% pull rate is the lowest in the entire Texas League.
There you go.
Has not been a pull-happy swing.
A 2-2 from Gomez, and Zavala shoots it the other way. And it finds a new home in the stands down the third base line. Count remains, two balls and two strikes, with Abimelech Ortiz on deck. The righty kicks and deals, and Zavala spoils it. Just a tad late, but hit it back to the screen. See a lot of guys step in and out of the box while they're at the dish. Zavala just stays planted. The pitch home, and a fastball runs upstairs, 95 that time. And Zavala has worked the count to full. Zavala today, 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Didn't line out his last time. 3-2 check swing, and he went around. Zavala strikes out for the third time tonight. And Cesar Gomez has turned in a pair of scoreless frames. Rough Riders go in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base in the top of the seventh. We turn things over to the home half of the seventh. Riders leading it 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area.
Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action, to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Steven Jennings back out there for the home half of the seventh. Just two pitches to get the last out of the sixth, and the first offering to Corona is a big cut. Well, nothing to show for it. 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Steven Jennings. Righty works from the stretch with nobody on. Comes set, kicks and deals. That one misses downstairs. Another fastball evens the count on a ball and a strike. Rough Riders leading 4-0, and for Corpus Christi, their biggest threat came in that sixth inning. But Steven Jennings and Ryan Garcia were able to get out of it. Fastball called a strike that time on Kennedy Corona. I almost think Corona thought it was strike three. Kind of put his head down and started walking back towards the dugout. The home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton, said something to him. He turned around and acted a bit surprised. So new life, 1-2 against Jennings. And there's breaking ball at 82. Ran away from the right-handed hitter. 4-0 Riders in this crowd of just a tad over 4,000. 4,063 announced here at Whataburger Field. Trying to find some offense, and they're not going to get it here. Strike three, swing and a miss by Corona. And Steven Jennings picks up the first strikeout of his appearance. Now Zach Daniels will step in. Man, Ryan Garcia was dominant. Ran into a little bit of trouble in the fifth, but that was all he faced. 5 2/3 innings pitched for Ryan Garcia's. Pitch from Jennings. It's called a strike. Just caught the outer edge, or inner edge, rather. The right-handed hitting Zach Daniels. Another fastball at 92. Garcia surrendered only 4 hits and no earned runs. The pitch. This one sent high in the air towards the first base dugout, and it'll find its way into the crowd. Steven Jennings gets strike two. The final line for Ryan Garcia, 5 2/3, 4 hits, 2 walks, no earned runs, and 3 Ks. The pitch chopped on the ground, this time towards the third base dugout. And the count remains 0-2. Jennings sat with the glove high towards the chin. Delivers home, and Daniels spoils it again.
You know, Luke, I was sitting here thinking, man, 4,000 on a Tuesday? This is a really good crowd. And then you remember that Max Scherzer was slated to start today. And that's probably why a lot of these fans showed up.
I had the thought creep in earlier. The pitch. Breaking ball. Didn't miss by much. Zach Daniels kind of peered back towards the home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton, awaiting a call, and it's ball one. 1-2. Jennings has stood in the zone, and swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Steven Jennings, and there's two away.
Wonder if anybody showed up to the ballpark today and looked at Ryan Garcia and say, man, Max Scherzer doesn't look like that, I thought.
Well, I had the thought in my mind earlier, Zach. Kind of looked like Max Scherzer on the bump today. 5 2/3, scoreless.
He
just 4
good.
Hits.
Really good.
Really good for Ryan Garcia. Struggled early, but turned in a great one today. First offering to Hamilton. Catches the outer edge at 92 miles an hour. Fastball from the righty. Quincy Hamilton worked a walk in the fifth inning. Also grounded out to second base. His first time up. Rips this one down the line, but on the wrong side of things for Quincy Hamilton. A foul ball. It was well out in front of it. Hit it hard, but all it means is he's behind 0-2. Steven Jennings looking to strike out the side. Hamilton in search of a two-out hit that would be his first against this Rough Riders pitching staff, playing in the fifth game against them this year. The righty kicks into you. Runs outside. Like the changeup. Missed just down and away to the left-handed swinger. Two down. Jennings with two strikeouts, looking for a third. Not going to get it. Went with the fastball, and Hamilton was able to foul it back. So Hamilton today 0-for-1 with that walk. That walk, the fourth he's drawn in five games against the Rough Riders pitching staff. But his ground out in the third, his first trip to the dish, pushed him to 0-for-14. Pitch home. Taken and just missed with a fastball. Down and away. Couldn't find the corner. And the count moves to 2-2. The 2-2 from Jennings. Ripped up the middle. And going back on it was the shortstop Acosta. And it's just out of his reach. You could hear the anticipation from this crowd. It hung up there. Acosta looked to have a play on it. Got a piece of the leather on it, but couldn't haul it in. Really it's, tough play to make.
Yeah, it's such a tough play. Off the end of the bat there, it's kind of knuckling at him, and the mistake he made was trying to backpedal on it instead of turning and getting back on the ball. But that's a really tough play for Acosta to make.
He had a little bit more time than I think he realized. It was kind of a looping line drive rather than hard hit. But regardless, a super difficult play to be made out there by the Rough Rider shortstop. So Quincy Hamilton has himself a base hit. Here's C.J. Stubbs. He chases the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen. 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and Jennings is ahead 0-1. So Quincy Hamilton snaps the 0-for-14 against the Rough Riders. He's reached in back-to-back trips to the dish against this Frisco pitching staff. He takes his lead at first. Stubbs awaits the 0-1. Jennings pauses and delivers. Swing and a miss. Had him out in front on the breaking ball. Disgusting pitch from Steven Jennings. Ryan Garcia finished just one pitch shy of the 90 mark, 89 in his outing. Jennings comes home, swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Hicks able to collect it and tags out C.J. Stubbs. The inning is retired. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard the base pass for the Hooks. It's Steven Jennings who gets through the home half of the seventh with three strikeouts. We turn things over to the top of the eighth. It's Abimelech Ortiz to lead off for the Rough Riders, who lead it 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
New arm on the hill to face the power hitting Abimelech Ortiz as he steps in. It is Brian DePaula who toes the rubber for the second time this year against the Frisco Rough Riders. comes on in relief. Third arm for Corpus Christi, and he fires a first pitch strike, a fastball at 94 that Ortiz watched into the mitt of C.J. Stubbs. The lefty comes set and deals. Ortiz with a vicious hack, but he came up empty, 0-2. Ryan DePaula hops ahead, 0-2. Well, Abby Ortiz has had himself a day. 2-for-3 with a homer, a double, 3 of the 4 RBIs for the Rough Riders, and he scored a run on his homer. It's the breaking ball from DePaula, runs outside. Ortiz lays off of it, ball in 2 strikes. DePaula's worked his way to a 3.18 ERA across 5 2/3 innings for the Hooks. That's 5 outings for him, and Ortiz chops this one softly up the middle. Long run for the shortstop, Sacco. He fields it on the second base side and throws on the run in time to retire Abimelech Ortiz. So the very, very rare 6-3 ground out on the scorecard that was fielded at more like the second base position. Sometimes you'll see it at third base, where the third baseman will cut off the shortstop for a 5-3 ground out. That was really hit towards shortstop. Not often do you see it, the shortstop taking one from the second baseman. Freeman bounces the first pitch to the third baseman, Stevens. He's able to glove it and fires on the first. 2 quick outs for Brian DePaula. So Cody Freeman drops to 0-for-4 on the day. Brian DePaula, that's his third outing against the Rough Riders. The first one went an inning and 2/3 back on April 10th, and the second lasted just 1 out as this one finds its way to the backstop. 93 miles an hour, missed down and away to the left-handed batter, Josh Hatcher. Josh Hatcher continues to see the baseball well. 3 singles today. Scored a run. He chops this one softly right back to the mound. DePaula hops off of it in front and makes an errant throw to first base. But a good play by Jordan Brewer to snag it out of the air before it found its way down the first base line. And it's 3 groundouts in the top of the 8th for Brian DePaula. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. We head to the home half of the 8th. Rough Riders lead it 4-0 over the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 twisted tea, Truly and drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the 8th coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Steven Jennings stays out there for a second full inning of work. Fires a first pitch, fastball, and they're called a strike. That's the right-handed hitting Chad Stevens. The bottom of the order today for Corpus Christi and manager Joe Thon, and he takes a hack at a pitch down. Breaking ball from Jennings, and it's 0-2. Chad Stevens today, 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. Only on one occasion today have the Hooks got the leadoff man aboard. They're looking to do it here, but won't A swing and a miss, and Jennings has strikeout number 4. Man, he's been impressive. Jennings came in and on 2 pitches got the Rough Riders out of the 6th inning with a ground out. He went strikeout, strikeout, single, strikeout in the 7th. And here in the 8th, he opens it with strikeout number 4. He's got his best stuff today. Here's Jeremy Orocho batting from the left side. First pitch spinner is called a strike. Jennings has been filling up the strike zone, not only on the first pitch, but throughout this entire outing. 0-1. Just misses the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. Looked like the changeup. Ball and a strike. Orocho today, 0-for-3. Last time grounded into a fielder's choice. Way out in front of that pitch. And it is 1-2. Steven Jennings yet again against this Hooks lineup. In the driver's seat, looking for strikeout number 5. The pitch. Chopped on the ground. Franier Chavez ranges into the hole. It's in and out of his glove. It was a long run for Franier Chavez. It's hit in between first and second base. We'll see how they score it. I assume a base hit. And they do give it a base hit for Jeremy Orocho. Would have been a bit brutal to hand an error to Franier Chavez on that play.
Yeah, it hit the lip of the grass, too, and took a hop up on the heel of his glove. So that's a definite base hit.
Orocho aboard with a one-out single. Second time Corpus Christi can say that against Steven Jennings. So he comes set facing Tommy Sacco Jr. First pitch just missed. Breaking ball. Hicks held it there for a second. Didn't get the call. Ball and no strikes. Sacco Jr. singled his last time up. That was in the 6th inning. Jennings comes set. Orocho runs. The throw from Hicks is on the money, but a smidge late. Jeremy Orocho swipes second base. The double play no longer in order for Steven Jennings. Pretty much where you want to put it for Liam Hicks. Knee high, right on the second base bat. Can't throw it much better than that. But Orocho too quick. Jennings comes set, delivers home. The 1-1 is called a strike. 1-2 on the left-handed hitter.
Yeah, that's more stealing it on Steven Jennings than it is stealing it on Liam Hicks. Got a great jump.
Great jump, high leg kick. All worked out for Orocho. Pitch home, runs downstairs. 94 on the radar gun with the fastball. Evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Orocho reached with a one-out single. Swipe second base. That's where he stands at the moment. Hooks trying to manufacture their first run. They've been shut out through 7 innings. They're in the home half of the 8th. This one spit on the other way, but behind the plate. Caroms over the netting, and a fan made a nice play.
Yeah, the sweep just over to our left. Good catch.
Really nice catch. Sometimes that deflection is really hard to judge. So a good play by a happy fan now here at Whataburger Field. They'll head home with a souvenir. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The righty ready, kicks and deals. Orocho started to go, and this one chopped in foul territory down the first baseline. Ranger Chavez, the second baseman, will go pick it up and flip it into the crowd. So the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes between the right-handed pitcher and left-handed hitter at the dish, Sacco Jr. Jennings comes set. And he'll step off the back of the mound. Didn't like something. 2 balls and 2 strikes. With 1 away. Rough Riders still leading 4-0. Rocho at second base. Jennings looks to second and comes home. Fires a fastball at 92, and it didn't miss by much. Hicks made it look good. But the count runs to full. First base is unoccupied, but with the runner at second base and the Rough Riders leading by four, it's not as urgent to not allow that runner to score. Rough Riders would like to hang on to the shutout as this one's bounced on the right side, and Ortiz, the first baseman, gloves it on the foul side of things. Tommy Sacco Jr. has had a pair of long at-bats this last two times up. First one came against Ryan Garcia, this one against Stephen Jennings. Having to labor to try to come up with out number two of the frame. Jennings peers in, gets his sign, comes set. Wiggles that left leg, kicks and deals, swing and a miss, got him on the breaking ball. Two away.
Robbie Ahlstrom is loosening out of the pen. Oh, and here comes Carlos.
Oh, there you go. So that's going to be it for Stephen Jennings, and what an outing for him. A pair of strikeouts here in the eighth. Struck out the side in the seventh. Came on in the sixth to get one out. So he'll exit the game, but impressive stuff from the Rough Riders reliever. He exits the game with a Rocho standing at second base. It'll be Robbie Ahlstrom when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Robbie Ahlstrom comes on with the runner at second base to face the three-hole hitter and Astros' number one prospect, Jacob Melton. Jacob Melton today 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a walk. Pitching coach John Goble and manager Carlos Cardoza wanted the lefty-lefty matchup. So Ahlstrom comes in. First offering of his outing runs upstairs. Ball and no strikes. Heard a big grunt there from Robbie Ahlstrom.
Oh, yeah. We got the grunt from Robbie. We get that every now and again.
Ahlstrom looking to clear his mind of a tough outing last time out on Sunday. Outside of that, he's been great. The pitch. And it's fouled back to the screen. Clips the top and finds its way into the crowd. Evens the count. Ball and a strike.
Being a reliever is so hard. Yes, you're completely right. It was a tough outing for him on Sunday, but he really only made one bad pitch, and it was hit for a two-run homer by the hottest hitter in the Texas League.
The lefty kicks and deals, and this one struck well into right center field. It's a long run for Mateo, and he ranges over and makes the play in the alleyway. It was a towering fly ball. Mateo was playing in and playing the left-handed batter to pull down the line. But he races it down, and it is the final out of the frame. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded aboard the base paths in the eighth. For the Hooks, we head to the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders lead it 4-0, and when we return on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us the rest of the way.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine, Frisco trying to pad a 4-0 advantage. It's been this way since the top of the third. Rough Riders sending the bottom third of the order, Max Acosta, Freiner Chavez, Daniel Mateo to the plate. It's 4 runs on 9 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. The Hooks, no runs on 6 hits and no errors. Max Acosta in the 7th spot, 2 for 3 today. First pitch from DePaula is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Acosta ripped an RBI double into left in the third. 0-1. Check swing. He didn't go. Pitch down and in. Acosta was thrown out on that double, trying to stretch it into a triple. Singled back in the 6th. 1-1. He lashes it in the air down the right field line. Long run for Corona. And this one's into the seats. So foul ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. You get excited on any ball hit that direction. Corona, Gold Glove winner a season ago in the minor leagues. He made a phenomenal catch earlier on Kellen Strom climbing the wall in foul territory down that right field line and making the catch, basically plucking it off the wall. 1-2 on Acosta. Pitching. Fastball rides inside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So any ball hit to his direction, you have to hold your breath. Two and two, the pitch. Low and outside, it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. I mentioned it a little bit a couple of times in the broadcast, but congratulations to Joe Thon, the manager for the Corpus Christi Hooks. This is his first game back from paternity leave. The pitch, breaking ball high and away, ball 4. Well, Acosta coaxes a one out, or I should say a leadoff walk here in the 9th inning. Freiner Chavez making his way to the plate. It's 4-0, Rough Riders leading. Joe Thon's first managerial performance of the season today, coming off paternity leave. He and his wife Erica had the baby boy, Leon Jacob Thon. Congratulations to those two. Max Acosta is a new father as well, as he takes his lead from first. Freiner Chavez at the plate. The pitch, runner takes off, pitches a strike, throw down to second in time. Acosta caught stealing. And there's one down. Perfect throw from the catcher Stubbs down to second base. Orocho barely had to move his glove, laying the tag down on Acosta as he went sliding head first right by him. So base is clear, one down. Freiner Chavez the batter. And the 0-1. Hit foul into the netting right side. Lands in the on-deck circle near Mateo. It's 0-2.
Yeah, Acosta got a pretty good jump there. But just a perfect throw from Stubbs behind the plate. Apparently had to move the glove on the tag, and sometimes you just have to walk back to the dugout and say okay with that one.
And tip your cap. 0-2. High and away, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Saw Max Acosta's beautiful new son, just 1 month old, this morning at breakfast. He is Max Jr. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Chavez down on strikes, 2 away. DePaula's first K, and Daniel Mateo stands in 0 for 3 today, still in search of that first double-A hit, making his double-A debut today. Costa walked into the breakfast room at the hotel and looked like he just had a blanket on his shoulder. First pitch, Mateo swings and misses, and it's 0-1. And you walk over to him and say hi, and he raises up the blanket, and there's his son just kind of collapsed on his shoulder, just holding him, just so cute. 1 month old, the pitch. A chopper up the middle, the shortstop, Sacco right there. He's got a chest high, slings it on to first and gets him side retired. DePaula faces the minimum in the ninth, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. The Rough Riders looking for their second shutout win of the season. They lead 4-0, and here comes Tyler Owens out of the Rough Riders' pen when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Riders leading 4-0, looking to pitch a shutout, and they turn to Tyler Owens on the hill. Not a save situation, but he faces 4, 5, and 6 in the order for Corpus Christi. It's Jordan Brewer who leads it off. Owens, the right-hander, ready from the stretch. He delivers home the first pitch to the righty, Jordan Brewer. In the air, foul right side, it's 0-1. But Tyler Owens has been good out of the Rough Riders bullpen this season. And he takes over for his first appearance in this series in the opener. The 23-year-old out of Florida, originally drafted by the Braves. The pitch, high and inside. It's one ball and one strike. 4.09 ERA for him. 7 appearances, 11 innings, 10 strikeouts, 3 walks. Really good fastball. The 1-1 offering. Fastball is low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. He reached 99 miles an hour in his last outing on Saturday. It was a game in which Emiliano Teodo was fantastic in his start. The 2-1. Swinging a chopper to third. Freeman's got it head high, checks the ball. Crow hops, throws to first, and gets it. One away. Kennedy Corona stands in now. 1-for-3 day for the right fielder.
Right fielder, number 23, Kennedy Corona.
4-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the ninth inning. Owens peers in. He's got his sign and sets and offers into Corona. High and outside, 1 ball and 0 strikes. Well, in that game, we were joking. You know, Teodo, his fastball can reach 102 miles an hour. And he leaves the game. Tyler Owens comes in. The 1-0 offering. Fastball, strike in the outside corner at the knees. It's 1-1, and well, he's only thrown 99. Dude's got no juice. And his fastball has been really good. He stretches here in the 1-1. High and tight. 2 balls and 1 strike with 95.
Yeah, and talking with Tyler Owens before the game, I asked him, what's the hardest you've ever thrown? Because last outing was lot of 98, saw a couple 99s. He said 99.3, and that's the curse. He can't get over 99.3. He wants to see those triple digits.
2-1 is low and away. It's three balls and one strike. And he's a radar gun checker, that's for sure. He'll turn around and look at the radar gun.
Snap the head back as about as fast as the pitch came in.
3-1. Inside for ball four. He walks Corona with one down, and Zach Daniels steps in. Yeah, fastball at 99, head turn at 98.
There you go. As long as there's at least a mile an hour difference in there, you're all right. Hey, if you're throwing upper 90s, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you're right there. 0 for 3 today for Daniels, the left fielder, making his Double-A debut this season. Not its overall Double-A debut, and the pitch is low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Daniels out of the University of Tennessee was a mainstay in the lineup last year for Corpus Christi. Just activated off the injured list of the AAA level and back down here to Double-A. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball at 94, and it's 1-1. Daniels, the 25-year-old, former fourth-round pick. Last year played 79 games here in Corpus. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another fastball right by him, and it's 1-2. He walloped 13 homers and stole 22 bases a season ago. Really strong year. Owens readies in the 1-2. Fly ball foul right side. It's one ball and two strikes still on Daniels. This is game one of the six-game series. We'll have game two tomorrow. Ben Anderson will take the ball for the Rough Riders. 2.45 ERA. He's been a wonderful surprise this season for the Rough Riders starting rotation. Jose Fleury will be on the other side. 1-2. High, and it's two balls and two strikes. Fleody, beg your pardon. Jose Fleody. 0-2 with a 6.61 ERA. That game will be at 6:35, just like tonight. We'll be on the air at 6:20. Throw goes over to first, and they got him picked off. Bang, got him. There's out number two. Kendi Corona was leaning towards second. Owens motioned towards first and threw that way, and he picks him off. Two outs in the inning. Two outs in the ball game. One out to go. It's two balls, two strikes on Zach Daniels. Rough Riders leading 4-0. Caught him leaning. Owens readies. And the 2-2. Strike three called. There's your ball game. Riders win in shutout fashion, 4-0. Frisco takes game one of this series in Corpus. And they do it on the back of phenomenal pitching and the three-run homer in the first inning from Abimelech Ortiz. What a ball game for the Rough Riders. They win it on this Tuesday night in the Coastal Bend. Stick around. We'll have post-game coverage for you next with Luke Maley. 4-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Whataburger Field, 4-0 win in the series opener for the Rough Riders. They get 4 runs on 9 hits. No errors for either team today. And on the other side for Corpus Christi, they were shut out with 6 hits to their name. Luke Maley alongside Zach Bigley here on the post-game show. Ryan Garcia was efficient, and he was effective today. 5 2/3, 4 hits. No earned runs, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. And Zach, he cruised through the early goings of this game. Made it through 5 without any trouble. And then in the 6th, ran into a bit of trouble towards the end of his outing. Ended with 89 pitches. What, to you, made him so effective today?
Well, in the beginning of the broadcast, we talked about in our conversation with Liam Hicks, the Rough Riders catcher, before today's game. The biggest thing in the early part was to establish the fastball. And that's exactly what he did. Was establish the fastball early on in the zone, get ahead, and make it so he doesn't have to turn to the off-speed pitches. He doesn't have to turn to the curveball, or excuse me, the cutter or the sweeper. He was really good with fastball changeup tonight primarily, and I think that's the biggest thing, is especially not getting behind hitters when you get that fastball in the zone and pick up strike one. That is such a huge, important thing here at this level especially, and I think just getting ahead early with that here was the biggest thing for him tonight.
I think you're exactly right. And for a guy like Ryan Garcia, who's really struggled to find things early on, to have a game like that, it's got to boost your confidence so much, because Ryan Garcia and the rest of this entire team knows what he brings to the table.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. That's a guy that, you know, won all sorts of awards at UCLA, started his career with a lot of success, and then, you know, an injury, and hasn't quite found himself again. And so maybe this is the beginning for Ryan Garcia of finding the Ryan Garcia of old, and we'll see next time around if he can turn in another start like that. But it's going to be hard to follow up, because he was masterful today. He mowed through this Hooks lineup, and then they turned things over to Steven Jennings, who was just as good as Ryan Garcia. He went 2 innings, giving up just 2 hits and picked up 5 strikeouts. Robbie Ahlstrom came on, retired 1 batter in the 8th. That ended the 8th inning. And then Tyler Owens, he heard it in the 9th, came in, got a strikeout, did issue a walk, but a pickoff move is a 1-2-3 ninth inning for Tyler Owens. So the Rough Riders pitching staff, you know, an all-around performance tonight. It was Ryan Garcia that set the tempo, and then the bullpen just kept it going. And the Rough Riders bullpen has been pretty good, Zach.
It really has. And you look at especially that 6th inning, you're up 4-0. Ryan Garcia is pitching his tail off. He's starting to run out of gas down the stretch, and he allows a couple base runners. The pickoff at second base, I think, is the most important play of the game. When you have runners at first and second and 2 outs, he picks off Jeremy Rocha at second. And then the next pitch, he walks Jacob Melton, and that's the final pitch of his outing. It could have been bases loaded and 1 out that Steven Jennings is coming into. Instead, it's runners at first and second and 2 outs, and he gets the ground out for Jordan Brewer. Funny enough, that probably would have been an inning-ending double play. But either way, you know, that's definitely the play of the game, and the one you really circle and say, this is kind of where everything changed. You get the shutout, and the bullpen does end up picking up Ryan Garcia. So really good stuff from the bullpen today. But you talk about possibly a springboard kind of start for Ryan Garcia. Hopefully this is a springboard kind of game for Bimelec Ortiz. And with his power, he only had 2 home runs in all of April last year. Today's the final day of April.
Watch out.
He hit 2 home runs in April again this year. He hit 33 last year. So you wonder if this is going to be, you know, it's heating up. In the weather, is Bimelec Ortiz going to heat up, and are we going to see a serious power surge from the lefty?
I think that's fair to kind of expect from Bimelec Ortiz, because you look at him by the numbers. He is mashing the baseball. He just doesn't have the home run numbers to show for it, but I wouldn't be surprised if we check back mid to end of May if Bimelec Ortiz is hanging out around the top of the Texas League home run leaders, because that's a guy that, you know, just a couple of days ago you saw him ground out on a ball that was chopped right in front of the plate, and somehow he hit it at 111 miles an hour. He just consistently finds the barrel of the bat. and a guy that's going to hit a lot of home runs. And he went the opposite field today, a big one out to left. And that was the spark that the Rough Riders needed. The three-run homer in the first set the tempo for the offense. They added another on an RBI double in the third by Max Acosta. And that was all the offense that this game had to offer. The Riders win it 4-0. You look at the offensive performances. Josh Hatcher continues to see the baseball well. A three-hit evening for Josh. He singled his first three trips up, scored on that double in the third inning, and then grounded out his last time up. But 3-for-4, Josh Hatcher just continues to see the baseball well.
Yeah, he's now hitting just .373 on the season.
It's your casual .373.
He's been fantastic. I mean, that's such a big part of this Rough Riders offense. So he's been really good. You know, up and down the lineup, I think time and time again, and it may change with different promotions and different roster moves, but consistently, it doesn't seem like the offense drops off much when you're going to the bottom third of this order. I mean, Max Acosta is a guy you just mentioned, reached three times, drove in the fourth run of the game. He has two hits, goes 2-for-3. He's hitting seventh. And, you know, yes, he has been scuffling a little bit, but I think that's the deepness of this lineup. Josh Hatcher, he's hitting sixth, and he's hitting .373. So, you know, that's how good this lineup is, how deep it is, and I think that this offense is really just starting to wake up. And honestly, you'd love to see it here in this season against, quite frankly, a Corpus team that is not as good as we've seen in years past, and a good chance to take advantage just like they did winning 5-6 in Frisco.
For sure. The Rough Riders win this one 4-0, shut out by the staff. A good all-around offensive performance as the Riders get 4 runs on 9 hits to improve to 13-9. They also snap the 2-game winning streak that Corpus had put together. They drop to 7-15 on the year. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. The Riders take this one 4-0. We'll look forward to tomorrow when we come back.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride! Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes 4 tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Whataburger Field, a 4-0 win for the Frisco Rough Riders in the series opener. They improved to 6-7 on the year. Or 6-1 on the year. 6 out of 7 games against the Corpus Christi Hooks. Here beginning the second 6-game set of the season between these two teams. For the Rough Riders tomorrow, they'll hand the ball off to Ben Anderson, who looks to do just as well as Ryan Garcia did today. And that's a tough act to follow, but if anybody's up for it, it's maybe Ben Anderson, who's been great this year. He's 0-1, but he's got a 2.45 ERA on the season, allowing just 4 earned runs on 16 hits and 2 walks in 14 2/3 innings pitched. He's racked up 15 strikeouts. He did pitch back on April 10th against Corpus Christi. He went 3 2/3, giving up just 1 run. It was a solo homer, picking up 4 strikeouts and issuing no walks. And on the other side for Corpus Christi, they look to get back in the win column. They'll turn to Jose Flaherty who is 0-2 with a 6.61 ERA on the season and has picked up 17 strikeouts over those 16 and a third innings pitched. Once again, he did pitch against the Rough Riders. That came on April 12th in Frisco. He lasted four innings, giving up two earned runs on three hits and two walks. Only got one punch out in that outing. But it is Jose Flaherty, a right-hander, taking on Ben Anderson, another right-hander for the Rough Riders. Tomorrow for a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. We hope you'll join us for that one. Well, that's all she wrote for tonight. The Rough Riders get a 4-0 win. They improve to 13-9. Corpus Christi drops to 7-15. Back in action tomorrow from Whataburger Field, a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. For my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight. And we hope to see you tomorrow for a 6:35 p.m. first pitch here in Corpus Christi.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!